You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm so happy and thrilled to be here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. I am thrilled and happy to be here with you. Are you at work? Make that money. You at home? Enjoy yourself. I don't know what you're doing. I'm just glad that you're here. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Much love to people listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. My friends, my folks driving them trucks listening on SiriusXM Channel 158, you can take the show with you anywhere. Me, you want to talk to me? It's simple. We got a phone number. We have multiple lines. You can reach me, 855-212-4CBS. I'm also everywhere on the internet. That's at JR Sport Brief. If you've been MIA tonight, history made in the World Series. The Astros, they tie the World Series up at 2 games apiece in Philadelphia against the Phillies, and they blank them 5-0. Where was the history made? Well, this was a no-hitter. This was the second no-hitter that we have ever seen in World Series history since that perfect game by Don Larsen in 1956 when the Yankees took on the Dodgers. It took 4 pitchers, count them, 4 pitchers to go ahead and wipe out the Phillies, who came into this game leading 2-1. They just hit 5 home runs last night, and I guess they could have used some of those runs to spread out. A matter of fact, tonight starting up on the mound, Christian Javier got things started. 6 innings total, 9 strikeouts. Abreu came on. Montero came on. Presley came on. And this is actually only the 3rd no-hitter in postseason history, flattened period. Roy Halladay, 12 years ago, the Phillies went out there, and Roy Halladay, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, God rest his soul, they beat the Cincinnati Reds, or he did. He only gave up a walk. He struck out 8, and so this is a hell of a feat. Houston Astros will have Justin Verlander on the mound on Thursday night, and they're going to be fully expected to go back to Houston with a 3-2 series lead. Friday is an off day. Saturday will be Game 6, and if necessary, Game 7 of the World Series will take place on Sunday. A hell of a feat. So let's see if the Phillies can answer back. They've certainly been hot. Bryce Harper has certainly been hot throughout the postseason. Not tonight, as Bryce Harper goes out there and he strikes out 2 times and walks. The Phillies, they were able to muster 3 walks, but no hits. First combined no-hitter in postseason history. A nice turn of the tide here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, we said that this would be a potential blip in the news cycle tomorrow. And I agree with you, man. Now, on the other hand, we know that the NFL and football is king. And as I do every Wednesday, and it's a Thursday morning, I always bring everybody a new top 6 list. And Shep, this is weird because we are in a 17-game NFL season. Would it be appropriate to say that this is the halfway point of the year?
I think it would definitely be appropriate at this point when you consider that we're so accustomed to seeing the 16-game schedule. And we know that the 17-game has been recently, an addition the last couple of years. But I think at this point of the season, you were having an awful lot of surprises. You talk about the surging Seahawks, the Minnesota Vikings come to mind.
Right.
And you talk about the consistent, you know, holdovers, which is the Rodgers and the Bradys of the world. Under 500, it's incredulous to me, JR.
Yeah, we got New York football teams with 6 wins, one of them. Well, more than one. Speaking of the Giants, I don't know how the hell they got there. We got the New York Jets that have been able to win some games despite having a quarterback who is ready to just throw the football away. And on the quote-unquote negative side of things, we got Tom Brady looking miserable. We got Aaron Rodgers out here looking absolutely miserable. Bill Belichick, only a few weeks ago, he had to wake up and try to decide who his starting quarterback was, or at least he wanted to play games with the media about it. And it's nice that it seems that a little bit of a tide is turning here currently in the NFL. And so right now we got 17 games. Give it a few years, we're going to get to 18. And at that point, I can go back to saying this is the literal halfway point of the season. And so amongst all the surprises, a record amount of trades yesterday, knowing that we, and speaking of trades, I got to mention this before we get to the top 6. Deshaun Watson, he's ready to return. They pretty much told us that Deshaun Watson, Andrew Berry, the GM of the Browns, he announced and said that all things considered, Deshaun Watson is going to be ready to start about a month from now, December 4th. Versus the Texans. At that point, it will be week 13 of the NFL season, and he will have completed his 11-game suspension. Let's see what Berry had to say about that.
He's been focused on, you know, working on himself. He's stayed in great shape. He's been a part of the meetings, and he's done everything and more that's been asked of him. And, you know, we'll be excited to have him when he can continue to ramp up football activities and get back on the practice field.
Okay. The Browns are currently 3-5. Jacoby Brissett is holding the fort down. He's just holding it down. Ironically, when Deshaun Watson returns, it's going to be against those Texans. I'm sure that will be an interesting game. That'll be the one Texans game I watch besides the crap that we're going to be fed tomorrow for Thursday Night Football as the Eagles take on the Texans. Why we're being fed this, I have no idea. But what do I know about scheduling? A whole lot of nothing. Anyway, I can give you a teaser. For tonight's top 6 list, NFL teams, the Browns, they didn't make the cut. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let's not waste any more time. It's time for a new top 6 list. Who are the best teams in the league? Basically, at the midway point. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top 6 list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm going to consider this to be the midway point of the season. Because it is. Ain't no such thing as splitting 17 games in half unless you want to take a look at a halftime as well. So let's not waste any time. Let's start off. What's the first number?
Number 6.
At number 6. I get people who call me every other day asking to show this team some love, telling me, why don't you talk about this guy? Why don't we get any love? At number 6, it's the Minnesota Vikings. They're currently 6-1. They have a new head coach. I had a great time with him a few months ago during training camp, Kevin O'Connell. They got Kirk Cousins. What else is new? Kirk Cousins is typically good until he actually has to force an issue to consistently win a game. But I digress. I got them on the list at number 6 because their only loss has been to Philly, who smashed them 24-7. The offense putting up about 25 points per game. We know Kirk Cousins to Justin Jefferson, that is the move. Adam Thielen is still out there. Not what he used to be, but still a serviceable option. And so far through the midway point of this season, the Vikings are doing it big. Head coach Kevin O'Connell, his first year as a head coach, he looks at this squad and he says, listen, man, we got confidence in this locker room.
The feeling you get on our sideline, in our locker room, no matter what the circumstances are, I do feel like these guys believe in each other. They believe in what we're doing. And ultimately, they believe that we're one play away from being where we want to be if the momentum maybe isn't on our side. And that's a proud feeling for a coach, because when you know these guys are feeling that, you know you have a chance to overcome a lot of the adversity that's out in front of us to where we want to get to.
Okay. Kevin O'Connell sounds like he's been coaching in the NFL for years. He has coach speak down to a science. Congratulations to the Minnesota Vikings. You made my top six list. If I'm being honest here, I still don't expect, you know, big things in a postseason. Anyway, top six NFL teams halfway through the year. Let's move on from number six to what?
Number five.
Oh, man. This team certainly knows how to choke, but they're doing it big right now. They've been able to do it without their star quarterback, even though their stupid owner wanted to run around and ask for a quarterback controversy. Yes, I have the Dallas Cowboys out of the NFC East as my fifth best team so far through this NFL season. Sure, Dak Prescott only able to start three games. Still getting reacclimated to the offense. Only three touchdowns and two INTs. Tony Pollard is lighting it up while Ezekiel Elliott is out with that knee sprain. And they're currently moving on into a bye. But the Dallas Cowboys, they have time to get their offense together. But the defense is where it's at. Only a few years ago, they had a historically bad defense. The Dallas Cowboys had the worst defense in their organization's history. Now they got Michael Parsons. DeMarcus Lawrence is healthy and beating up people out there. Trevon Diggs is there as well. So I got the Dallas Cowboys as they enter into their bye. They got the Packers next up on their schedule. And Dak Prescott, who is finally healthy and back after that hand injury, he says, yeah, things are feeling pretty good in our building.
You got to stay in the moment. When you play for this organization, you know what the ultimate goal is. So let's not be mistaken about that. But however, you can't get ahead of yourself. And it's about taking it one day at a time, one game at a time, one week at a time. And right now we're going to go enjoy this bye week and know that we've got to take care of ourselves this week. And then after that, get right back to it, put our heads down, as I said last week, and grind. And as I complimented the men we have in the locker room, that's who we have and the culture that we've built. So we're just going to continue to take it one game at a time and stay within the moment and where our feet are and be the best there and just try to beat the team and the man and the unit that we were the day before. And I know we can get to where we want as long as we do that.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Shep, has he been reading out of the Russell Wilson handbook?
No, he actually seems like a human being and actually speaks for himself.
True. He sounded like that for a few years now, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. Dallas Cowboys, I got them number five on my list. Top six NFL teams midway through the season. That's number five. What we got next?
Number four.
This has to be infuriating if you're a fan of this team. You just go into fourth quarters with double-digit leads, and you choke. You're just giving things away. At number four, I'm giving you the Baltimore Ravens. They have a record of 5-3. If they knew how to hold on to a lead and in their losses, they would be undefeated. The Dolphins letting Tua Tagovailoa go off. The Bills. The New York Giants. Turnovers here by Lamar Jackson. They've been able to improve their defense now, bringing in Roquan Smith. That should certainly help. They just beat the Buccaneers 27-22. And Lamar Jackson, he says, yeah, I know we blew those three games. We should be better, but now we're clicking on all cylinders.
I feel like we're very close. You know, we right there, but still room for improvement. Little mistakes we still making out there.
we change those, and I feel like the sky's the limit for us. I mean, I'm going to throw it first, you know. If I see the hole, I'm not going to try to force anything down the field, you know. I'm just going to try to get yards and, you know, live for another play and see what happens then. But I'm throwing the ball first.
Oh, wow. Okay. I know there's still a lot of people out there that wish Lamar Jackson, or not wish, they still view him as a running back. He says, I'm a passer first. Pay attention. The Ravens, one of the best teams in the NFL. They should have a better record. Maybe they will continue on with a better record now that they picked up someone absolutely amazing in the middle of the field, that being Roquan Smith. The Ravens at number four. What do we got next?
Number three.
At number three, top six NFL teams midway through the season. This is an easy one. They're always in a postseason. Their quarterback is always in the MVP race. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. They are first in scoring at 31 points per game. Doesn't matter that Tyreek Hill is down in Miami. Their defense has pretty much always needed a little bit of help. They're giving up 24 points per game. But Patrick Mahomes, 20 touchdowns, 5 INTs for the season. And now he's just spreading the ball out all over the damn place. And so we know the Chiefs will be right back in the mix as we get to the end of the season and into the postseason. And they're spreading the rock around. Obviously, you have future Hall of Famer Travis Kelce. You have Juju Smith-Schuster trying to show up and show out so he gets a deal. Mecole Hardman is there. They just traded for Kadarius Toney. And Andy Reid, he knows it takes a whole lot of people to get the job done, especially with all these wideouts.
They've made improvement every week. They're getting on the same page with the quarterback every week and a little bit better every week. And so I think, you know, I like what I'm seeing there. I like the strength in which Juju's playing, with the speed in which Marquez is playing. So, and then obviously with McColl, he's been doing a lot of different things for us and doing them well.
Spreading out the wealth. Every season, it's like the Kansas City Chiefs are. They're going to the AFC Championship game. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to the AFC Championship game. Let's just put them back in the playoffs again. Maybe this year they'll do better than choke against the Bengals. Top six NFL teams midway through the season. I got the Chiefs at three. What comes after that?
Number two.
At number two. At least my friends in Philadelphia for tonight, they can be happy about this. I got the Eagles, number two on my list. They are undefeated at 7-0. Their offense playing off of the charts. Their defense playing off of the charts. They just added Robert Quinn. You have Jalen Hurts, who has improved as a passer and still annihilating people on the ground. 6 touchdowns, 303 yards. His touchdown to INT ratio, 10-2. And it's oh so easy when you can connect with A.J. Brown for 3 touchdowns and a half like they just did this past Sunday. Between him and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, they're doing it big time. Head coach Nick Sirianni, in his second year as head coach, oh, he's thrilled with this connection between Hurts and the newly acquired A.J. Brown.
That was a big, big time game. It was special because I was on the same sideline with him, right? And, you know, just so much credit to Howie and his staff to get that done. And, man, because he makes us so much better. He's just doing a great job. Jalen and him had an instant connection on the field. We know they had the connection off the field, and he had a big time game for us today, and it was good to see that. Jalen's just the type of guy that's going to continue to get better because, you know, the type of person he is, the type of football IQ he has, the type of football character he has, all, you know, the toughness that he has, how much he loves football, right? And he's just going to keep extending. You know, I was always taught those are the types of guys that reach their ceiling. And I don't know if we know what a ceiling is going to be. I know this. I know he's getting better every day, and he's committed to that. And that's a good thing for the rest of your team when your best players and your captain's getting better every day.
I know what else is going to happen. This man is going to get paid. A second-round pick in 2020, he is going to get bank, and he deserves it. It's always cool when you see, you know, any professional athlete work at their game and just continue to improve. Hurts is right up there. And the Eagles, if you didn't realize it last year, is confirmation. He is the guy for the future. Yeah, you didn't win in the World Series tonight. You got no hit. But the Eagles are still 7-0. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a top six list of NFL teams here halfway through the season. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, the Eagles are number two. Who's number one? I'll tell you on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Just want to commend you, man, kind of what the other caller said. Patience of a saint. And, man, I just respect you so much, how professional you are. And, man, just, you know, mature. You know, I mean, you're getting attacked, but yet you took the high ground. You know, you stay professional and stay being a good man. So I just commend you on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thanks. Don't tell anybody. I pay people to say these things. Not really. I ain't doing that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Giving you a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday night, pulling up into Thursday morning and tonight, basically at the midway point of the NFL season, I decided to give you a list of the best teams at this point through the year. I'm about to give you number one. Let me give you a quick recap of some of the teams that I already mentioned. At number six, it's the team that people want me to talk about. They don't get enough attention, whatever, whatever. It's the Minnesota Vikings. At number five, I gave you a team that went from a historically bad defense to one of the best in the NFL right now. That's the Dallas Cowboys. At number four, I gave you a team that would be undefeated if they knew how to hold on to a lead. That's the Baltimore Ravens. At number three, I gave you the number one scoring offense in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs. At number two, I gave you the 7-0 undefeated Eagles, killing it on both offense and defense, and good for the Eagles. For tonight, especially after the Phillies were no hit in the World Series, the fans in Philly, they have something to be happy about tonight. And so if I have the Eagles at number two, it's very simple. We're down to this number right here.
Number one.
This team was expected to beat everybody up, and that they've done. And number one, the best team in the NFL at this point is the team that was expected to be that. It's the Buffalo Bills. They just beat Green Bay 27-17. I don't think I need to go on and on about why they're good and why they're great. Their offense is tremendous. They have the best defense currently in the NFL, giving up only 14 points per game. And they just traded for Nyheim Hines. Man is a great pass catcher at the running back position. They still got James Cook, a young guy on the backside. I mean, I can go on and on about the Buffalo Bills. Heading into the season, they were the favorites to walk away with the Vince Lombardi trophy. And it still looks like that. It looks like, all things considered, we are on a road right now to seeing some combination of the Bills, the Chiefs, maybe the Ravens winning the postseason. Who knows? But it looks like the Bills will be right back there in another AFC championship game. Couple of seasons ago, we saw what happened this past year, postseason, I should say, against those Chiefs. Knowing that they just beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers this past Sunday, in what was a pretty much an ass whooping, Josh Allen still wasn't happy. Listen to this.
I don't really have a concern with that. I have a concern with making stupid decisions and closing out the game that way either. Things that I can do differently, obviously, that changes the feeling and the outcome of that game. And obviously, I have a crappy taste in my mouth right now. And I know we won. And I'm happy that we won. Our defense played really well. Special teams played really well. I thought we ran the ball really well. There's a lot of positives.
A lot of positives. But the fact is, you always want to get better. I think pretty simple, pretty obvious. The Buffalo Bills are the best team in the NFL right now. A team that I could have, or maybe I could have put on the list, Seattle. Are the Seahawks one of the best teams in the NFL right now? Yeah, they are. I don't know if I put them in the top six, though. I got to give them credit. A lot of their young guys have stepped up. You got young guys like Kenny Walker out there, already has almost 500 yards on the ground as a rookie running back. The offense has been ridiculously efficient with Geno Smith. Geno Smith playing like one of the best QBs in the game, but that defense still leaves a lot to be desired. And I know they performed better over the past several weeks, but I need to see a whole lot more throughout the rest of the year from Seattle. Are they one of the best teams in the league right now at 5-3? Yeah, but I wouldn't put him in my top six. Congratulations to the Seahawks. Let me give you a quick recap again. At number six, I gave you the Vikings. At number five, I gave you the Cowboys. At number four, the Ravens. Number three, the Chiefs. Number two, the Eagles. And the best team in the NFL at the midway point of the season, it's the Buffalo Bills. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get your thoughts. Who are the best teams in the NFL?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your show is informative and thought-provoking, and I love that about it. I listen every chance I get, man. Keep it up. It's one of the best shows anywhere.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a new top six list. We're almost at the halfway point of a 17-game season here in the NFL, and I wanted to give you a top six list of the best teams up until now. Let me give you a recap if you missed it. At number six, I gave you the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, the team that a lot of people go, how come nobody talks about the Vikings? At number five, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. A couple of seasons ago, this team had the worst defense in the organization's history. They have turned that around. Dallas Cowboys defense this season is ranked third, only giving up 16 points per game. The offense not fully clicking the way that you would hope, but they still have time to get that going. At number four, I gave you the Ravens. Should be undefeated if they knew how to hold on to a fourth quarter lead. At number three, best teams in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs. At number two, I gave you the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. And at number one, this was a team expected to do damage. They were expected and still are expected to compete for a Super Bowl. It's the Buffalo Bills. If you missed the full explanations for any of the teams, easy. All you have to do is hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. I'm going to hit the phone lines, though, because they're open. If you can get through. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to Ryan in Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, how you doing, bud?
I'm excellent, Ryan. What's up?
Honestly, I don't know why everybody's hyping up the Bills and not the Phillies. I mean, the Eagles.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, And you're talking about Green Bay, how Bills beat Green Bay, and then, yes, so do the Jets.
But, well, yes, this is the NFL. On any given Sunday, I'm pretty sure you've heard the cliche, anyone can be beat.
100%, yeah, I totally agree with you. But the Bills have not won a game for McDermott and Josh Allen have not won a game on the road. So they have to get a number one seed. Unless they're going to go 0-5. That's my opinion.
The Bills haven't won a game. They just beat Kansas City a couple of weeks ago on the road.
No. On the road playoffs I'm talking about. Sorry.
They haven't done what?
They have not won a playoff game on the road.
Oh, my God. Hey, we're not talking about the past 5 million seasons. We're not talking about 30 years ago. We're talking about the teams right now. What is a – hey, Shep, help me out here. Do you know what he was talking about?
Listen, when he said Phillies, I lost it.
Yeah, the Phillies, sure. Yeah, the Phillies should be the number one team in the top six.
I mean,
NFL.
You can't make it more clear. This season, midway, who is the best team standing? That's it.
The Phillies.
Well, the Phillies, according to, yes.
Yeah, the team that
according
just got...
According to Ryan, yes.
Yeah, the Phillies just got no hit in the Super Bowl about an hour ago, right? That's what happened?
I heard that. Schwarber and Harper are not happy being on the wrong side of Brady's history.
Yeah, I hear that, right? That was an interesting call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rich?
Hey, JR. Good evening. Excuse me. As usual, we're in agreement on the top three. But I have something else I want to throw out. And this is based on analytics. Because I just ran it while I was waiting to talk to you. And I looked at margin of victory. Because I do understand the question. It's just season to date this year. And that's all I'm looking at. And this is very interesting to me because I actually picked these guys, not really high, but I picked the 49ers. I picked six before you made your picks. I had the 49ers at four. It seems high until you take a look at their total points scored per game versus total points defended. They're at +5 per game, average margin of victory. The Vikings are +4. Now, pretty close. They statistically have performed better than the Vikings. I wouldn't have the Vikings on my top six.
Well, that's fine. I look at the 49ers, and it's you want to talk about the stats and the numbers and the analytics. Up until now, they're still .500. That's as basic as it comes. Do I believe the 49ers, as we continue on with the season, are they going to be a squad to be reckoned with? Oh, hell yes. They haven't peaked yet. We got a 17-game season, and they played 8 games. They've been average. They got a long way to go, and you can best believe nobody is trying to see the 49ers. Nobody. But to say that they're one of the top six teams in the league at the midway point, how am I going to say that? They're .500. That's a tough one now, ain't it? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Boston and talk to a gentleman by the name of Brown. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR? Great show.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to say quick. The Bills made moves. They picked up Hines and Marlowe, right? Safety Marlowe. They need home field against KC. I want to bring up this team as a dark horse. They're playing KC Sunday night, the Titans. The way to beat KC is to run it down their throat and keep Mahomes off the field. Everybody knows that, okay? Now, I'm just going to say that, and I'm going to say you and Shep are the best all pros, and I'm pulling for Shep because Buffalo, when they lost all those games, I know who you used to work with, but with you and Shep, you got two all pros, and I'm pulling for Buffalo because the Pats ain't going to be there. But you have a great show, and I'll keep listening.
Well, thank you, Brown, for calling from Boston. I appreciate you. Hey, Shep, do you know what he referenced? He knows who I work with? Are you talking about me or you? I don't know what he was saying.
I love Brown, but that was a unique reference. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he was talking about either. Anyway, when he said the Tennessee Titans, and I know this, folks, listen, they are 5-2. I ain't got no hope in no Titans. I mean, even before Ryan Tannehill went into the playoffs and decided to throw an interception at every critical point of the game, I don't believe in this guy. Tennessee Titans 5-2. Same old story every year. Derrick Henry rushes for 200 yards a couple of games. He's bulldozing through everybody. They get to the postseason, and Tannehill sucks. Sounds like a normal formula to me. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is here from Louisville.
Hey, JR, what's up, man? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Whose fault is that, mine or yours?
It's probably on both of us. You know that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, I'll take some blame, too.
To you every night. You're super.
Thank
and
you.
And everything you do. So you missed my Niners a couple weeks ago. You know, uh-oh, don't want to mess with them in the playoffs, but still we need a quarterback. But I'll tell you, a sleeper team.
Who is it?
It's Tampa.
Well, I mean, who's gonna count out Tom Brady?
No, nobody is. Nobody is. Nobody is. But I don't know. I don't want to see him win enough. Dan Snyder should go. Bill Belichick should go, too. And I hate all of them. Oh, I'm sorry, JR. I'm having a moment right now because when I first started listening to you, my mom passed. And I've been listening to you ever since, man. And my mom would love you, man, as a sports analyst, commentator, telling about it.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
I wish she could meet you, man. I'm crying right now, dude.
No, it's okay, Kevin. Listen, this is what matters the most, Kevin. I love you, too. And when I get to Louisville, we going to hang out, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to cook you a brisket, dude, and ribs.
Oh, brisket and ribs. Okay.
I guarantee you, dude. I will. Amen.
Man, brisket and I'm with it. Brisket and ribs. Hey, Shep, you want some brisket and ribs?
Yeah, and Kevin, very sorry to hear about your mother passing, and I know she would have loved JR as well, man. And thank you for
being such a good caller all the time. And she listens every night. I know she does with me. Yeah, because my mom loved U of L sports. And how about that beating at Wake Forest? I got to put that plug in, JR. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Listen, man.
Oh,
well, my goodness. The Lakers, what happened? No, sorry, Kevin.
Oh, they lost again.
Oh, they're playing the Pelicans right now. It looks like they tied the game up and going into overtime.
Hey, JR, you did great with Special Olympics. And, man, I appreciate that. My mom always gave to people that didn't have. And that's why I'm supporting you.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Listen to JR, Sport Brief. He is. And Super Dave, they're Duke. I love y'all.
Well, thank you. We love you too, Kevin.
You make my life right now. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Well, I'm going to catch up with you soon, okay, Kev?
All right, Rob. Be careful. All right. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. Well, shout-outs to Kevin for calling from Louisville.
So JR, so the Matt Ryan, not of the Colts, had a pretty big three, sent the Lakers now to overtime against the Pelicans, which they're going to eventually lose, but that's what
I saw him. He got the ball in the corner, and he just
– right.
I was like, who the hell is that guy? I don't even know who he is.
Well, we want to know, you know, what happened to Matt Ryan and whether he's benched, but we know what he's doing with it, right?
Yeah, but who the hell is that guy? I didn't know there was a guy named Matt Ryan on the Lakers.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Yes, really?
I don't know who the hell that guy is.
They have no other shooters. I mean, he seriously might be their best shooter, which says something.
Listen, I know one Matt Ryan. And his ass just found the pine.
Right. It's not seeing the field anytime soon either with the contract situation he's got.
Yeah, well. Here, Matt, this Matt Ryan here. Well, he went to Chattanooga. He's 25 years old. Oh, I don't know who the hell is. He's played 5 games in the NBA.
Well, I understand that.
I don't know this guy.
He might be the best shooter the Lakers have. It ain't Russell Westbrook. It's not Lonnie Walker. It's not Pat Bev. So
he might. He's gotten, let's see, what do we got here? Not including tonight. Matt Ryan has played a total of how many minutes? I don't know. Not a lot. Anyway, he had a three for the Lakers. The Lakers should have won this game, but I can say that about a lot of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the best teams in the NFL as we're basically here at the halfway mark. I got the Buffalo Bills number one. Outside of the Buffalo Bills, I got the Eagles at number two. I got people telling me about the Niners. Oh, yeah, the Niners are good, but am I putting them on the list right now? No, not at 500. Vikings at six, Cowboys at five, Ravens at four, Chiefs at three. Let's get Paul on Buffalo real quick. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Quickly, Paul.
Hey, man, what's going on? Thanks for giving my Buffalo Bills a big shout-out. We've been waiting for this for a long time now, and I'm hoping that we bring home that hardware this year because it's been a long time waiting.
I hear that. Are you at the ATM right now?
No. I'm actually working right now.
Okay, I thought you were withdrawing some cash. I was going to ask for some.
Yeah, I'm withdrawing some cash to put on the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, that'll be a good look. I know there's a lot. Appreciate you, Paul. Good luck.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I listen to you all the time, and keep up the good work. Go Bills. Let's go.
No doubt. Paul calling up from Buffalo, best team in the NFL. Let's see if they're best team in the Super Bowl. Let's see if they can make it. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.